You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and the regular jorts-wearing Jason Gibbs with you.
Not
here
on
Cleveland.
Not a regular jorts-wearing guy.
You are regular. If you're just talking about casually wearing jorts to go play golf, that means you're a regular jorts-wearer.
And that's an extreme jorts.
I might wear one pair a year, and it's usually the jort party.
And but that means you have jorts.
I have a pair of jorts. One pair.
Do you have a pair of jorts?
One.
You do?
True religion jorts.
I do not have any jorts.
From 2007.
You can wear your awesome tank tops with nothing under them to our jort party.
Yeah. Listen, I'll have you know that the other day it was, 90 degrees, and I went and I had to run a couple errands, and I went and ran my errands in shorts, my Charles Barkley Dream Team jersey, and flip-flops.
Oh, my God.
Why is that? What's wrong with that?
Dude,
grab any T-shirt that you own and trim the sleeves off, and it's 1,000 times better than a jersey with no shirt underneath it.
Why? Charles Barkley Dream Team jersey? It's a great jersey.
I didn't say anything about the jersey. It's the no shirt underneath it on you
in public.
So what are you
supposed to wear? A shirt underneath a jersey?
Yeah.
A T-shirt? I'm not Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
You shouldn't wear the jersey.
It is also 2015. How many other people do you see wearing no shirt under their jersey?
A lot.
Where? Are you at, the carnival?
No, I'm on the east side.
Well, that explains a lot.
Explain. You guys are crazy.
What does that mean? You're on the east side, and you guys were no wonder I don't go over to the east side.
Thank you. I like my home on the west side.
I mean,
I don't think there's anything wrong at all on a summer day. It's basically wearing tank top. What's
you might as well mow your grass in one of your jerseys with no shirt underneath it. That'd be great.
If I was wearing jorts, that would be something. Seriously? So you're saying if I cut the sleeves off of a T-shirt, that's better than wearing a jersey?
Only if you're shopping at Walmart.
Why? Why is that better? Help me understand. Why is that better? What's right? So you don't wear any tank tops?
No.
Why not?
Ever. I don't own one tank top.
I don't own a tank top either. I just own some jerseys.
That you happen to wear no shirt underneath of.
Well, yeah.
That are in the, okay. That are
that's
in the
whole
form
point.
Of tank
okay,
tops.
So when the clip, here's the picture first. So went to a Cleveland Cavaliers game last year, right? Myself, Dustin Fox, Simon Frazier, they made us jerseys,
yep.
Okay, right? With our name on the back. I put 35 Wilhelm, but it was a Cavs jersey. And I didn't feel obligated to take my shirt off that I was wearing just to put the jersey on.
No, I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think you have to feel an obligation.
But I will never wear that jersey again. Okay. Second of all, I would never not wear a shirt underneath that jersey ever, even in my house, let alone leaving
my
house.
I've got the greatest idea right now.
What's that?
I need you to give Zagura one of your jerseys, and Wilhelm or Zagura.
He just did, as a matter of fact, today. It was very nice of him.
Then I need you to wear it to the Cavs playoff game.
A Wilhelm jersey? I don't want to get it dirty.
Without a T-shirt underneath.
It's a football jersey. You wouldn't even know if I was wearing
the
shirt or not.
I want you to wear a jersey.
I'm not wearing a jersey to the game tonight.
Are you going?
I am going.
All right. Very nice. Wilhelm, did you get that invite?
No.
There you go.
How's it? It's not an in. What do you? How's it an invite?
Never get anything.
Unbelievable. It wasn't necessarily. There wasn't an invite. Here we go. Here's somebody sent me this, and I'm gonna read this blind. 10 rules to wearing jerseys. Number one, don't wear a personalized jersey. I'm fine there. Number two, don't tuck your jersey in. I'm fine there. Number three, wear a shirt under your jersey.
Boom. Yep.
No, you shouldn't do that. 10 rules to wearing jerseys. He says you should. Hold on. Let me read about it. Hold on. Number three, wear a shirt. I hate seeing this, and Greg Maggs did a lot. One of the best pitchers. I think every jersey looks great with a 3/4 sleeve raglan shirt underneath. Works for every sport. But I realize those of you in Texas, Florida, Arizona get hot. The one caveat here is basketball jerseys. Many people wear them as tank tops in the summer. That's fine, but make sure you put some gym time in first. I'm fine with my arms. I'm absolutely fine with what I'm bringing out there.
It happens to be May, which is technically spring.
It was 91 degrees.
What?
It was 91 degrees.
It's springtime.
They say yes, and you've got to be careful wearing the T-shirt because you could end up looking like Patrick Ewing, who was wearing it to cover up back knee.
Okay. If we took a poll, I would just have to say that 90% of people would wear a jersey underneath or a shirt underneath.
I'm
going to
make
jersey.
A statement that I think is possible, that it could be some type of a geographic bias, because I grew up in California where the weather is nice year-round, and people always, all my friends, everybody
do
I grew up with.
Do you wear flip-flops in the snow?
Absolutely. I did for the first like 10 years that I moved to Cleveland because I thought it was a state of mind. Like, if I'm wearing flip-flops, then it's fine.
Okay.
I've been known to wear flip-flops out in the winter. I've been known to wear UGG house slippers out in the winter. I don't care.
Do you have UGG house slippers?
I haven't worn them in a long time. Now I have awesome house slippers. The Miz's personalized house slippers.
Oh, there you go.
Supporting my friend. I really don't think there's a big deal about it. I don't think it's a big deal. Like a 90-degree day, like for example, whenever I go on vacation, if I go to the beach, I'm for sure wearing a jersey. What else am I going to wear down there? A t-shirt? It's crazy. Or no shirt. I'd wear a
t-shirt and take it off and be topless.
Yeah, t-shirts to me don't say summer. Summer to me is a jersey. And I have like a good, it's not like I'm wearing like just random fanboy jerseys. I got some good like classic throwback jerseys.
Which should be in a drawer or on a wall.
No, my teal Charlotte Rex Chapman, strong. My Croatia, my Yugoslav national team, Drazen Petrovic, very strong. These are strong jerseys.
Okay.
Listen, I think it's just a cultural thing. By the way, I'm allowed to in the 10 rules of wearing jerseys. I'm allowed.
There you go.
I'm allowed.
You're good.
That's fine. And I do put in gym time, so thank you very much.
Just make sure you get your Jimmy Garoppolo Patriots jersey because he'll be the starting quarterback next year.
Kevin the Beard says, I saw a guy in a Penny Hardaway jersey, no undershirt, but was smirking with windows up. And then he says, he said, my hand and phone got pooped on by a bird tweeting you about jersey. I hope you're happy. I am happy. Thank you. I am. Thank you
for your participation.
Thank you, Kevin the Beard. Thank you.
I don't even know where to go with this.
What happened to Matt with tank tops? Wear a shirt under a jersey? Why? That makes no sense. What's his complex? That's what EJ Cap wants to know. I'm sure you have fine-looking arms, a professional athlete of your caliber.
Sure, but I would never be caught dead.
But why? You're making it so when you say it, that's almost extreme. You could say now it's like my preference not to wear a jersey, that shirt, but I'd never be caught dead. It's not like I'm asking you to wear a tutu.
The reason why is I guess I associate a jersey with no shirt underneath with a certain type of human being.
Kevin,
or okay, with a certain level of social status,
uh-huh,
and I just would never be caught dead in one.
Social status, interesting. Wow. I haven't worn a jersey since, I was 8, says Kevin Schumann. I was 8, just stop. Hashtag big boy clothes, please. Hashtag single forever.
There you go.
I it's true. I will be single forever. I think that's true. I love it. All right, were we doing after further review?
I think we'll do it after this break.
All right, deal. Take our final break. We'll come back. I'm going to wear a jersey one of these days just because I've got to do it now because you guys have made it so seemingly like insulting. So it's so degrading to wear a jersey. Degrade me. Judge me. Go ahead.
You've got your fulfillment via Twitter, just not within the dog bowl.
I think it's great. No, people on Twitter support me completely. We'll be back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and jerseys without undershirts.